Hayden's.
The Hayden property.
Up at Strassel.
Yeah, but are there any of the old buildings left?
Oh, I don't know.
I kind of doubt it. That's been years and years ago.
Hmm. Well, I missed the boat one time. Bob Hayden rode with the Dalton gang. And Bob Hayden was Uncle John's wife's dad, Aunt Hessie. Well, when he died, Edmund Gravel wanted me to go up and see Minnie.
Mrs. Hayden.
Mrs. Hayden. Well, there was a gun there that I could have had that he carried. And on the back strap of this revolver, Bob Dalton carved in there, from Bob Dalton to Bob Hayden.
Hmm. Boy, that would be...
And Edmund Gravel said we could have had that gun.
Well, she offered it to Ed, and he didn't think he should take it from her.
Anyway, there was this pistol of Bob Hayden's and a rifle and a saddle and some other things that Minnie would have given to us.
Wow.
Because she didn't know what to do with
it. I mean, those were priceless.
Yeah, Dalton gang stuff.
I've been kicking my hang in ever since for not going up to see Minnie.
Right.
And getting that pistol.
Well, she would have given it to Ed that day.
Well, yeah.
And who? And where is that location of that home?
Do you know where Parson Road is?
Parson Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you go up Parson Road and down the hill and around on the flat and clear to where Hunger's Mill was, and then back in the across the Beaver Creek was Bob Hayden's place. Mm. And
about how many, can you imagine how many miles or a mile to it from Parson?
From the Highway 6 on Parson Road and Orchardale would be about 3 miles, I suppose.
Huh. Now the Honshews owned a bunch of property on Beaver Creek, Little Beaver Creek.
Who did?
Ann and Richard Honshew. Her parents, and I can't think of their parents. Her parents had it for years up there.
I don't know.
And they're trying to find something about a little sawmill that used to be up there years ago on their property.
Honshew.
That's a name I don't know.
Well, her Donine was her parents' name. And they bought that out there in the 1940s. This a whole bunch of acreage. It's now small woodlots. Richard and Ann have timber on it and stuff. But there was a sawmill on there. And it's after you punch Orchardale, go around where Timmerman's, Darlene and Ralph used to live in the little house.
Well, Hunger's Mill was on up at the end of the road before you started up the hill to Hayward.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was quite a good-sized mill.
Maybe Richard needs to come visit with you about that sawmill.
And then Bud Howell acquired all that property around there.
Yeah, Bud owns past Richard and Ann.
Yeah.
The Howells still have that. Power line goes through.
The road's closed now, I guess.
Huh? I was going to tell you something that was kind of fascinating. And at high school, we had two or three Japanese students.
Right, right.
Well, this was during when World War II began.
Yeah.
Well, the next morning, they were all gone.
Mm-hmm. They lived up there on Parson Road.
Well, I don't know where did these girls, the kids, these Japanese.
Oh, gosh, what's their name? I know
what they're... East Oregon?
No, when they took them out of high school and sent them off to camp for the...
Went to Ontario, Oregon. Eastern Oregon.
What was their last name?
Uchiyami.
Yeah.
They lived up off of Parson Road.
Well, we couldn't figure out where the kids went.
Tanaki.
Well, yeah, see, Tommy Tanaki. Took them away.
I've just been in contact with his relatives, and on, he's, what is it, a grandson or a great grandson or something, and wants to come out, and Darlene asked Ralph about it, where they lived, and they know exactly, Darlene knows exactly where they lived, and he wants to come. He's now living, this kid is now, well, he's not a kid, he's probably a grown adult, but living with his great aunt up in Seattle, and he wants to come and see where his family
lived. Well, you
on
knew
the strawberry
where they
farm.
Lived, didn't you?
They had strawberries.
Yes. Yeah, they had all the old Heister place in the strawberries.
Yeah. Right, right.
And when they left, then it reverted back to Dad and Bill, and they farmed it and planted wheat. And with all the fertilizer that they'd put on the strawberries and things, they got 100 bushels of wheat to the acre off of that property that year when they farmed it.
Wow.
After the strawberries.
Because it was so good for the soil. Yeah. Right?
Now it's all trees.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
But it was kind of...
I wonder who owns it
that's
now.
Shocking.
Do you know
yeah,
it
was, have been shocking.
You know all at once, and you don't know where they are.
I talked to... I don't know if it's Yoshiyama, but one man who I wrote about in one of those... In the Lucenot Lake article I wrote, he lives by St. Vincent. And
apparently there's no relatives because these people all settled then down in California.
Okay.
When they got out of the...
Tato Shigeno was another one.
What was it?
Tato Shigeno.
Oh, Shigeno?
Yeah. Well, the boy that was...
He was a single
he
man.
He became a dentist and he was in...
Good looking.
Last I heard he was in
fella.
Washington somewhere.
Huh. Nice guy, too.
Huh.
But I don't know about the other, all of them.
Yeah, it'd be
I've
interesting.
I've been in contact with one. He contacted me and we were... I said to him, he wanted to go in the fall. I think it was last fall or a year before. It's been quite a while now, but... And I said, come down in the springtime, or it's wintertime. He's going to come with his great aunt in the wintertime. I said, don't come in the winter, come in the springtime, you know, when it looks pretty and you can get out and walk or something, or in the fall. And I haven't heard him get in contact with him again.
I tried to get this guy to come visit, and he sounded like he was going to, and then...
Because yeah. I know exactly now, Darlene Timmerman knows exactly, Ralph told her, oh, he grew up with the kids up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and stuff, and so he knew exactly where they lived in this little house. Apparently, Darlene and Ralph lived in that little, like, a one-room house where this family lived in up on the hillside for a little while.
About 2 months ago or three, a young gal come to the door, and I invited her in. It happened to be the tax assessor. And she lives in the old Timmerman place.
Oh, really?
And she just loves it there.
Huh.
I think they're doing some remodeling.
Oh, yeah. She's a single gal.
Up on Parson Road there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, there's a lot of things happen, you know, from year to year.
Yeah.
But you just kind of forget about them. But I'll tell you, when World War II was on, there was, I don't think, hardly a young man or up to the age of 40 in Gales Creek. No. It was so sad. It was so nothing there, nothing to do. It was just really,
yeah,
it just drained.
Right.
There were a few young men because they used to go over to the play shed there and play basketball. Grace used to take me when I was a little kid, and there were a couple of ones that probably weren't fit to serve in the military
or
something.
Say probably,
you know?
So.
Yeah. So Lester, that mill that you're talking about was up there by Howell's, where Howell off of Parson Road that Bud owned?
Yeah, clear at the end of Parson Road to where it starts up the hill to Hayward. The mill set right there on the flat.
Okay.
Huh.
Because there's evidence of one, and they also have a notches in the trees where the Gandhi dancers put their platforms, you know, when they were doing the sign. They have a couple trees up there on their property that have those for the boards to go in. Great big trees up at, on the Donnean's property. I don't know who that was before Ann's parents.
What did they have on the...
Where they put those boards in the trees and
yeah,
then...
Oh, springboards?
Springboards.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see. Which I thought you meant they... had a sign on them.
No. They have trees with those big grooves in them still up there.
Well, Hayden's place was just back this way and across Beaver Creek and back in the flat there.
Okay, because Beaver Creek goes through Ann and Richard's place there too, little Beaver
way
Creek.
Back years, when long before I was born, my dad carried mail from Gales Creek up to Glenwood and around in a buggy. Horse and buggy to start with.
One horse.
Wow.
One horse. Carried mail. Man, nowadays they zip around with the mail.
Yeah,
okay.
What was his last name?
Mac Robert. He was Joseph.
Oh, Mac Robert.
Joe McRobert, yeah.
And your grandma, Cora Adkins, was the switchboard operator out there for years. Actually, the old Johnson house next to the church has a hole in the wall where her because they lived there for a while. The Adkins lived in that house
yes,
right there
they
next
did.
To church.
Yes.
And there's a hole. Lois showed
where
me
the
switchboard
come in?
Came in. Yeah, right beside the door there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
there were remnants of that in
Skip,
that
Skip, what do you do?
I'm pretty much a volunteer all the time for friends. I'm a stay-at-home dad most of the time, you know.
Now, the Honshus owned a bunch of property on Beaver Creek, Little Beaver Creek.
Who did?
Anne and Richard Honshu. Her parents, and I can't think of their parents, her parents had it for years up there.
I don't know.
And they're trying to find something about a little sawmill that used to be up there years ago on their property.
Honshu.
That's a name I don't
well,
know.
Well, her Donine was her parents' name. And they bought that out there in the 1940s, this a whole bunch of acreage. It's now small woodlots. Richard and Ann have timber on it and stuff. But there was a sawmill on there. And it's after you punch Orchardale, go around where Timmermans, Darlene, and Ralph used to live in the little house.
Yeah, Hunger's mill was on up at the end of the road before you started up the hill to Hayward.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was quite a good-sized mill.
Maybe Richard needs to come visit with you about that sawmill.
And then Bud Howell acquired all that property around there.
Yeah, Bud owns past Richard and Ann.
Yeah.
The Howells still have that. Power line goes through. The power
well,
line
the,
goes through
the road's
Richard
closed now, I guess.
Huh?
I was going to tell you something that was kind of fascinating. And at high school, we had two or three Japanese students.
Right, right.
Well, this was during World War II began.
Yeah.
Well, the next morning, they were all gone.
Mm-hmm. They just lived up there on Parson Road.
Well, I don't know where did these Japanese.
Oh gosh, what's their name? I know
what they're. East Oregon.
No, when they took them out of high school and sent them off to camp for the.
Went to Ontario, Oregon. Eastern Oregon.
What was their last name?
Uchiyami.
Yeah.
They lived up off of Parson Road.
Well, we couldn't figure out
well,
where
Tanaki.
The kids went.
Tanaki.
Well,
yeah,
see,
Tommy Tanaki.
Took them away.
I've just been in contact with his relatives, and on he's, what is it, a grandson or a great-grandson or something, and wants to come out, and Darlene asked Ralph about it, where they lived, and they know exactly, Darlene knows exactly where they lived, and he wants to come. He's now living, this kid is now, well, he's not a kid, he's probably a grown adult, but living with his great aunt up in Seattle. And he wants to come and see where his family
well,
lived
you
on
knew
the strawberry
where they
farm.
Lived, didn't you?
They had strawberries.
Yes.
Yeah, they had all the old Heister place in the strawberries.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And when they left, then it reverted back to Dad and Bill, and they farmed it. And planted wheat, and with all the fertilizer that they'd put on the strawberries and things, they got 100 bushels of wheat to the acre off of that property that year when they farmed it.
Wow.
After the strawberries.
Because it was so good for the soil.
Yeah.
Right?
Now it's all trees.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
But it was kind of...
I wonder who owns it
that's
now.
Shocking.
Do you know
yeah,
it
was,
you know, all at once, and you don't know where they are.
I talked to, I don't know if it's Uchiyama, but one man who I wrote about in one of those, in the Lucinot Lake article I wrote, he lives by St. Vincent. And
apparently there's no relatives because these people all settled then down in California.
Okay.
When they got out of the...
Tato Shigeno was another one.
What was it?
Tato Shigeno.
Oh, Shigeno?
Well,
yeah.
Well, the boy that was...
He was a single
he
man.
He became a dentist, and he was in...
Good-looking.
Last I heard, he was in
fella.
Washington somewhere.
Huh. Nice guy, too.
Huh.
But I don't know about the other, all of them.
Yeah, it'd be
I've been in contact with one. He contacted me, and I said to him, he wanted to go in the fall. I think it was last fall or year before. It's been quite a while now. And I said, come down in the springtime or... It's wintertime. He's going to come with his great aunt in the wintertime. I said, don't come in the winter. Come in the springtime, you know, when it looks pretty and you can get out and walk or something, or in the fall. And I haven't heard, I need to get in contact with him again. Where he was
And I tried to get this guy to come visit, and he sounded like he was gonna, and then...
Because yeah. I know exactly now, Darlene Timmerman knows exactly, Ralph told her, oh, he grew up with the kids up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and stuff, and so he knew exactly where they lived in this little house. Apparently, Darlene and Ralph lived in that little, like a one-room house where this family lived in up on the hillside for a little while.
About 2 months ago or three, a young gal come to the door, and I invited her in. It happened to be the tax assessor. And she lives in the old Timmerman place.
Oh, really?
And she just loves it there.
Huh.
I think they're doing some remodeling.
Oh, yeah. She's a single gal.
Up on Parson Road there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, there's a lot of things happen, you know, from year to year.
Yeah.
But you just kind of forget about them. But I'll tell you, when World War II was on, there was, I don't think, hardly a young man or up to the age of 40 in Gales Creek. No. It was so sad. It was so nothing there, nothing to do. It was just really, it just drained.
Right.
There were a few young men, because I used to go over to the play shed there and play basketball. Grace used to take me when I was a little kid, and there were a couple of ones that probably weren't fit to serve in the military or something.
Say probably.
You know?
So
yeah. So Lester, that mill that you're talking about was up there by Howell's, where Howell off of Parson Road that Bud owned?
Yeah. Clear at the end of Parson Road to where it starts up the hill to Hayward. The mill set right there on the flat.
Okay. Because there's evidence of one, and they also have a notches in the trees where the Gandy dancers put their platforms, you know, when they were doing the sign. They have a couple trees up there on their property that have those for the boards to go in. Great big, we're talking great big trees up at, on the Donnean's property. I don't know who that was before Ann's parents.
What did they have on that?
Where they put those boards in the trees. And
yeah,
then,
oh, springboards?
Springboards.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see. Which I thought you meant they had a sign on them.
No. They have trees with those big grooves in them still up there.
Well, Hayden's place was just back this way and across Beaver Creek and back in the flat there.
Okay, because Beaver Creek goes through Ann and Richard's place there too, Little Beaver
Way
Creek.
Back years, when long before I was born, my dad carried mail from Gales Creek up to Glenwood and around in a buggy. Horse and buggy to start with.
One horse.
Wow.
One horse. Carried mail. Man, nowadays they zip around with the mail.
Yeah,
with
a car.
What was his last name?
Mac Robert. He was Joseph.
Oh, Mac Robert.
Joe Mac Robert, yeah.
And your grandma, Gora Adkins, was the switchboard operator out there for years. Actually, the old Johnson house next to the church has a hole in the wall where her... Because they lived there for a while. The Adkins lived in that house right there next to the church.
Yes, they did.
And there's a hole, Lois showed me,
where the
cord
came in.
Yeah, right beside the door there.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the remnants of that in
Skip,
that
what do you do?
I'm pretty much a volunteer all the time for friends. I'm a stay-at-home dad most of the time, you know. Because the festival is every year, right?
Yeah, but that's not his.
That's
sausage.
How we got acquainted with him so
do the festival.
So well.
Yeah, I didn't know he did his own sausage.
Oh, he makes wonderful sausage.
Really?
It's not greasy like theirs is.
Hmm.
And he cut the salt way down, and he uses real thin
skin.
Covering.
Mm-hmm.
Casing.
It's good sausage.
Wow, where do you just get it right from him?
Yeah, we order it, see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe
and I've got a lot of
maybe
clients
I'll put it in order.
Him.
Maybe that's a good way to get back in touch with him. I'll order some sausage for him.
Well, he's not doing it.
Oh, he's not. And he's looking for someone to...
Yes.
Well,
I was hoping some of his family would take over. Because he had a good business going.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Pretty reasonable, too.
Yeah. And it's very good.
Well,
and,
lunchtime for you guys.
Yeah,
Lester
we should probably
boogie. Lester has to eat lunch.
Well, I will come back definitely whenever, you know, I'll call before I
come. He also makes very good honey.
Does he?
Oh,
he's got
these. Beautiful
honey. And it's just as clear, you can see clear through the jar. I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, I hope he finds someone to take over.
Now, he'll keep the honey.
Uh-huh,
but I don't
keep
know
doing that.
He's got quite an orchard out there, too.
Huh.
Different varieties
apples.
Of apples.
Lots of apples.
Yeah. Well, I
do you know where he lives?
Not really, no. I just know kind of the general area.
Find the Verwort Gun Club.
At the end of
go
the road.
Go on beyond that, clear to the end of the road. That's his house.
Okay, to the, get to the Verwort Gun Club. And
yeah.
Okay.
Is he down there by the cemetery? He's not down there by the cemetery. No, I don't know where the Glen.
Well, you, as you go towards the cemetery, the roads go this way.
Yeah.
You take the right-hand road, go down there, and make a left turn, then go by the gun club, and then straight on down towards the river.
To the end of the highway.
Oh, interesting. Maybe we'll have to take a drive out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to go see.
Yeah. He'd appreciate seeing her.
Okay.
She got him a lot of customers.
I did. Yeah. Well, I got, you know, I thought, boy, this is really good sausage. Because a Verwort sausage, I could no longer eat. It was so greasy, and I would burp it all day long. So we would, but this I can eat and just really enjoy.
That's cool. I don't know if I need a new.
You ought to give him an
addiction to.
Yeah, I wonder.
Lester's the one that told us about the Rears.
Doesn't matter though, does it?
Okay. Yeah, we want to drive up and see Jim Rears.
Jim Rear?
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to go visit him one of these days.
Tell him hello for me.
We haven't done that yet. We need to do it.
I watched him grow up.
Did you? So yeah, I mean, does he live alone? Is he?
No, he's married.
Ha